Leaving while pregnant, he goes crazy. Chapter 51. Although she had already been rejected once yesterday, Vivian came to bring her food again today, and her insistence on being a good person really made Eva laugh inside. While she was too lazy to break her down, Eva didn't even want to take care of her. "Eva, your body must be quite weak after a serious illness. I even made chicken soup today. Are you sure you don't want to drink some?" Eva's fingers rested on her chin, looking at Vivian in front of her in a good way. There are obviously no outsiders here, but she continues to act like one, and Eva is tired of watching her. She simply put down the pen in her hand and looked at her calmly. "Aren't you tired of this?" Eva asked. "Is not tired of pretending like this?" It seemed as if Vivian didn't understand, changing the subject instead. "Can personally for their favorite person cooking, watch him finish the food, is a very happy thing, and why would I be tired?" Here, Vivian also stabbed her as if she was not enough. "Eva, when you find someone you like who likes you back, you will understand the feeling I have, the willingness to do this for a lifetime." When finished, Vivian stared at Eva, wanting to see how she looked when she was excited by these words. Who knew that Eva's face was calm after listening to it, and threw her a sentence, "Really? Then I wish you the best of luck in getting what you want." Vivian instantly felt that she had swung her fist on cotton, so powerless that she was furious inside. Why? Why is she like this every time? Obviously what she said is on her pain point, but she is so light-hearted, as if the person who cares immensely is herself. At this time, Jenny pushed in the door. She looked at Vivian, originally wanted to hum her a few words, but thinking of Eva's reprimand yesterday, those tone words swallowed back, but said to Eva, "Sister Eva, Brent is looking for you. Let him in." Brent walked in, and as soon as he saw Vivian, he immediately showed a surprised smile. "Miss Morrison, you're here too." Vivian was a little flattered by Brent's enthusiasm. Could it be that the meal yesterday had turned him toward himself? If that was the case, then the meal they were invited to didn't seem too bad. "Miss Morrison, you're cooking again? Is this for Ms. Hansen?" Eva didn't know what was going on with these two, but looking at Brent's enthusiastic appearance, she probably understood a thing or two. Eva was not surprised by such a reaction. A smart cookie knows what side his bread is buttered on. According to the current trend and discussion, everyone must have seen that Vivian is the future boss of the Blackwood family business. It is normal to get closer to her at this time. She would not blame anyone. But what happened next took Eva by surprise. Because Brent suddenly pointed to the food box and asked Eva, "Ms. Hansen, Miss Morrison's cooking skills are very good. Everyone in our office said it tastes good. Don't you want some?" Eva shook her head, "No, I've already eaten. If Ms. Hansen doesn't want it, can I have this one?" Eva gave a start, not expecting him to ask for it, and after looking at Vivian, she nodded, "Feel free. Then I'll be as polite as you like." Brent directly took the food box over, after which he looked at Vivian enthusiastically. "Miss Morrison, you are such a great cook. Several colleagues in our office can't forget it after eating it once. Can you please bring us more servings/portions every day in the future?" At the words, Vivian was dumbfounded, thinking she had misheard. "What, what? Ask her to bring more copies?" Brent grinned, showing a row of white teeth, smiling brightly, "Don't worry, we won't let you do it for nothing, just say how much you need." "Eva." She looked at Adrian's assistant Brent a little speechlessly, for a moment wondering if he was trying to butter up Vivian or something else. Why did it feel so strange? And Vivian, at this time, the face can no longer be described as ugly. "How much money do you need to say a number? What do they take her for? Nanny? Or an aunt who cooks?" Vivian thought he had finally understood the trend, but he actually intensified, "This is not a mockery of her? But the worst part is, she can't have a fit. Because she is not yet the hostess of the Blackwood family business. Vivian's smile was extremely ugly, but still tried her best to keep it up. Money is not necessary, if you like it, then I will bring it to you from tomorrow as well.
Really?
Brent's eyes glowed. It won't be too much trouble for you, Miss Morrison, and will Mr. Blackwood disagree?
Will we be scolded?
Vivian could only say awkwardly, "Of course not, I will talk to him in advance.
Then I'll thank Miss Morrison in advance."
After this, Vivian couldn't stay in Eva's office any longer and turned her head to leave. After she left, the office calmed down and Brent immediately put the food box in his hand on the side table with an expression of disgust as if it was hot.
"Eva. Who wants to eat her food?
It's half finished and processed, and you have the nerve to say that you made it with your own hands."
Brent said with disgust.
"Eva, so you were just in."
Brent gave Eva a sincere smile.
"Take it out for you, Miss Hansen, I only recognize you as the president's wife."
Eva.
33. She was not expecting this. Brent is nice, because they are both a secretary and an assistant, each is responsible for their own, work is also really too much, occasionally the two will go out together to socialize. Brent, cheerful personality, is a good colleague. But I never thought he would be on his side.
"Miss Hansen, don't worry. No matter what people say, I'm all for you, you mustn't let me down."
Eva instantly didn't know what to say, because she was afraid she was going to let him down. And he might have completely offended Vivian with what he just said, but fortunately he has a certain position on Adrian's side, and Adrian shouldn't do anything to him. However, Vivian has a life-saving grace to Adrian after all, it is not possible to say things. Thinking about this, Eva immediately said, "In the future, you do not do this kind of harm to yourself."
"I don't think I'm doing anything to hurt myself, I'm not mad at her, she took the initiative to invite me to dinner, I thought it was delicious, and I thought she was understanding, so I asked her, and she agreed, so who can say anything about me?"
"So what?"
Eva frowned and said, "You think you're smart to do that?
How many years have you been with Adrian? You don't know what kind of person he is.
In the future, don't do such a thing again, and don't say you support me or anything."
Chapter 52. When Vivian came out of Eva's office, her face was already hard to read. The hands hanging down on the edge of her skirt were trembling slightly. She didn't expect that just a mere assistant would dare to laugh at her like this. Although she did not have a fit inside, but Vivian felt that she could not swallow this anger. So just after she entered the office, Vivian couldn't help but tell what had just happened. When she said it, her tone was not half resentful, just hoping that Adrian would feel sorry for her after hearing it. Who knows, when she finished, Adrian didn't respond for a long time.
"Adrian."
Vivian looked at him suspiciously and realized that although Adrian was staring at the notebook in front of him, his gaze was lax, seemingly immersed in his own thoughts. Vivian called out to him again, and Adrian snapped back to his senses and looked at her with a frown,
"You're back."
"Vivian.
How long has she been back?"
He didn't even know after talking to him for half a day. The blood on Vivian's face disappeared a little and she forced a smile.
"Well, I've been back for a while, talking to you, you didn't respond."
Having said that, she tentatively asked, "Did something happen?" Adrian had come back to reality and shook his head lightly at the words.
"Nothing."
He saw that the food box was not in her hand, and his brows knitted tighter. "What you sent over today, she asked for it. Didn't you get it back yesterday?"
Vivian could only shake her head.
"No. She still doesn't want to eat what I cooked.
Adrian, is my food very bad?"
Adrian is not really picky about what he eats, food is the same as satiating for him, so he can't tell if it's good or not. But Vivian is the one who has saved him, he naturally won't be perfunctory.
"No, don't overthink it."
Adrian can only softly comfort her, "Since she is not willing to make what you eat, then you
In fact, Adrian wanted to ask where the food box had gone. And somehow, knowing that Eva didn't eat what Vivian made, he actually felt a lot lighter in his heart instead. Why is it easy? He himself did not understand. Vivian could only repeat what had just happened again. So that's it? The food box was actually begged over by Brandt, no wonder he didn't get it back. After saying this, Adrian was silent. Vivian purposely waited for a while and found that he still did not respond, so she could only call out to him again, "Adrian." Adrian looked over at her, "What?" His expression was normal and there was nothing wrong with his eyes, so Vivian had to swallow back the words that came out of his mouth when he saw this look. "No, nothing." Then Adrian fell back into his own thoughts. He raised his hand and wrinkled his brow as if something was bothering him. Vivian suddenly saw a row of teeth marks on his fake arm. Her eyes immediately changed. "Adrian, is your arm hurt?" Hearing this, Adrian gave a start and followed her gaze to look at his own arm. Seeing the tiny teeth marks accidentally revealed on his arm, Adrian remembered how unkindly a woman had bitten him last night, and felt a vague pain in his temple. Thinking about it, Adrian pulled the cuff down without a trace and said lightly, "It's okay." "It's not okay." Vivian saw it all, the wound, although she only half saw it, but she was almost sure that it was a row of teeth marks. Why would there be teeth marks on his arm? It can't be a man's bite, right? So there is only one possibility left. Vivian's face was instantly pale, she didn't expect her to not keep her promise. The next day, Vivian used the name of sending food to Eva to accuse her when no one was around. "Eva, is this how you return favors?" She thought she was going to play another good old-fashioned drama today, but instead, Eva, who had heard the accusation, looked at her. She raised her eyebrows, "What do you mean? Are you pretending?" Vivian gritted her teeth, her hand glued to the edge of the food box, although full of anger, but still lowered her voice, "We agreed to the agreement before the third, before the divorce can no longer have any intimate behavior with Adrian, this agreement, you remember, right?" Eva pursed her lips, "Yes, why? Remember? Then did you do it?" "Yes." Eva nodded, "Except for the places where I needed to cooperate in front of my grandmother, at other times, he and I did not act intimately." She thought she had done a good job. She didn't want Vivian to say, "You're lying. You haven't kept our agreement at all." Her agitated look made Eva's eyebrows furrow. Vivian then complained, "I saw a row of teeth marks on Adrian's arm yesterday." The mention of this made Vivian feel hatred. A man and a woman, what kind of situation would the woman bite the man? Just thinking about it, Vivian could not stand it. Hearing the words, Eva was stunned. She had almost forgotten about the bite marks. "Why are you not talking? Feeling weak?" Vivian gritted her teeth and said, "Eva, are you just trying to break our agreement?" "No." Eva immediately raised her head and denied it, since she was returning the favor, how could she not keep the agreement? But the matter of the tooth marks, it was indeed her fault. "No? Then why do you still?" Eva had no choice but to interrupt her, "There is something I feel I must clarify with you, since I made a promise to you, I intend to keep it, but I also hope you understand that some of the physical contact between me and him is passive in nature." "Passive?" Vivian finally calmed down a bit. Eva nodded, "Granny Blackwood hasn't had her surgery yet, and we can't show our faces in front of her." "I understand this, but you can't bite Adrian's hand in front of Granny Blackwood, can you?" "Oh, that's really not possible." "Then you are admitting that you broke the agreement." "No. If you're dying to know, then I can only tell you that I acted that way because I resisted, and I didn't break our agreement. As for why she resisted, let her think about it herself." Since she had promised Vivian in the cafe that day that she would keep her promise, the two of them had been clear from that day onwards. As expected, Vivian was stunned in place after hearing her words. Resist. To resist, she bid Adrian.
Resist what? Vivian stared at Eva with wide eyes and felt that her mind was in a mess.
The first thing you need to do is to get a divorce, so you're saying these things to separate me from Adrian.
Is it necessary? Eva's face is expressionless. Besides, is it that easy to divorce him for your saving of his life?
Chapter 53. Or do you actually have very little confidence in him? Eva curved her lips into a smile. I'm not even worried about my current situation. What are you worried about?
Seeing that she was still standing still, Eva had to say, don't worry, there are still a few days left before grandma's surgery, you can bear with it, and soon you will get what you want.
As soon as grandma's surgery is successful, I will leave here and won't come back for 5 years. After she reminded her, Vivian gradually calmed down.
Yes, there were only a few days left, and now, no matter what, in a few days this would all be over.
The farce between her and Adrian was over. At that time, she didn't have to be afraid as she was now.
Okay, then I'll trust you for now, and I hope you can do what you say then.
After Vivian left, the room quieted down. Eva lowered her eyes and gently brushed her hand on her belly.
Baby, bless all the best with mommy. When the time comes, mommy will take you to live abroad. There is still your grandfather there. Your grandfather will love and adore you.
Speaking of Hansen's father, he gave her a call back after that day.
But Hansen's father is very busy nowadays, and there are several people talking next to him when he returns the call.
Eva saw that he was already busy, so she did not inform Hansen's father of her affairs.
So in the end, father and daughter just hurriedly said a few words and hung up.
The day before Granny Blackwood's surgery, it happened to be a weekend, and Eva and Adrian both spent the whole day at the nursing home with her.
Eva was worried that Granny Blackwood was nervous about the surgery, so she bought her some fun gadgets to cheer her up, and told her some funny stories about the company and the odd clients' experiences, which made Granny Blackwood laugh.
While the two of them were talking, Adrian was watching from the sidelines.
At first, he had no expression on his face, but later he was also infected by Eva and Granny Blackwood's laughter, and a bit of laughter came up under his dark eyes.
Everything seems to be in good shape.
The doctor gave instructions in advance, and because of the surgery tomorrow, Eva suggested, Grandma, why don't I stay and sleep with you at night? If you are nervous and can't sleep, I can also count sheep with you.
No, don't.
Granny Blackwood waved her hand and said, Granny is not a child, no need for company, you and Adrian go back to rest together and come back tomorrow.
But Granny Blackwood said nothing to agree with Eva to stay.
Finally, it was Adrian who clasped her arm and said in a slow voice, since Granny doesn't agree, then we'll come over early tomorrow.
That's right, you young ones, hurry back, it's getting late, don't disturb my rest here.
Okay.
Eva finally could only compromise, then went up and hugged Granny Blackwood. Grandma, then you sleep well at night, we will come tomorrow morning.
Okay, Granny remember.
Granny Blackwood reached out and pinched the tip of Eva's nose. You little girl, you're not young, but you're a nag.
Finally, Eva and Adrian left together.
On the way back, Eva wanted to talk several times, but she had to stop because the driver was still there.
Adrian didn't notice her desire to speak either, as he talked to Eva about what to expect tomorrow. His voice was clear, steady, and strong.
Eva listened to every sentence and responded occasionally.
When they arrived at home and the driver left, they returned to the room.
Adrian took off his suit jacket while saying to Eva in a deep voice, you go take a shower first and then get an early rest.
Okay.
Eva also did not push back, turned around to get a change of clothes, thought about it, but finally turned back to ask.
There is a question to ask you.
Adrian had already taken off his jacket, and was now taking off his tie, when he heard the words he stopped moving, his deep black pupils staring at her. Go ahead. Should we get the divorce papers tomorrow before Grandma's surgery, or after her surgery is over? As soon as the words left her mouth, Eva felt a sudden chill in Adrian's breath. Immediately afterwards, he fixed her with a deadly stare with a lurid and harsh gaze. Such a look. Eva was inexplicably terrified by his stare, her back was flushed with coldness, and she suddenly realized that this question should not be asked at this time. After all, Grandma is going to have an operation tomorrow, and Adrian's mood is probably unstable at this moment. After thinking it over, Eva apologized to him. I'm sorry, I shouldn't mention it at this time, or wait until Grandma's surgery is done, you hurry up and rest. After saying that, Eva turned around to leave, but Adrian took a few steps forward to stop her, looked at her gloomily and asked, You really want to get divorced tomorrow, don't you? Eva, no, I just. Then it's what you want. Eva froze and stared at him blankly. Adrian's voice and eyes were colder than the snowy Adrian evening. Go tomorrow when the Civil Affairs Bureau opens. After saying that, Adrian no longer confronted her, turned and went into the bathroom. Eva obviously said let her wash first. Boom. The bathroom door was thrown open with a loud bang, and silence returned moments later. Eva stood quietly for a moment with her eyes downcast, then turned to the safe and fished out their marriage certificate. The two marriage certificates were well stored, red in the light, and incomparably new. Eva's eyes recalled the day they went to have their marriage license taken. When the two were photographed together, she was actually very nervous and her expression and eyes were a little stiff for the camera. The photographer took several shots, but they were not very good, and then said to her, Relax, little girl, you're taking your wedding photos, be happy and smile. By the photographer said so, Eva grew even more nervous, tensing up as if she'd turned to stone. Until a pair of hands held her. Eva subconsciously looked at the person beside her, and her hand followed and tried to break free at the same time. What are you nervous about? I can't even touch you. Adrian had a smile on his lips, and as he spoke, he tightened his grip on her hand that was about to break free, and then clasped his fingers together. Feeling the warmth of his 10 fingers clearly transmitted through the knuckles, Eva did not move, standing still. After that she heard Adrian say to the photographer, Sorry, my wife is a bit socially frightened. Eva instantly earlobes read a piece, This marriage certificate has not been photographed yet, he called her wife. The first thing you need to do is to get a good idea of what you're getting into. Don't be nervous, later the photographer will let you look at the camera. You look at the camera, let you smile, you smile. If you continue to be nervous, we will not be able to shoot the marriage certificate today. After saying that, Adrian suddenly saw her little earlobe, which became pink and lovely because of shyness. His eyes sank slightly, and before he could react, his thin lips had already pressed forward and nibbled lightly, followed by a semi-threatening tone, Do you hear me, Eva? Chapter 54. The actual fact is that you will be able to get a lot more than just a few of these. Once recalled, the intimacy of those unconscious moments is now like a knife blade that is slaughtering her one by one. Eva's body leaned against the safe and closed her eyes helplessly. But if he likes her even a little bit, she will not be so desperate. When she returned with the marriage certificate, Adrian finished his shower. He came out of the bathroom with a sullen face, and when he passed by Eva, he saw the two red marriage certificates in her hand. When he passed by Eva, he saw the two red marriage licenses in her hands. His face was already gloomy, and after seeing this scene, he stood still completely, and then raised his eyes, looking at her as if his eyes were hardened with ice. Under his eyes, Eva held the two marriage certificates and was at a loss for words. After a few moments, Adrian snorted, You really can't wait. Eva was stunned, her thin lips moved, but finally squeezed the marriage certificate in her hand and lowered her eyes. What can be said? There seems to be nothing to say, and nothing to say. The divorce was proposed by him, and he liked the person who saved his life. And she is also returning the favor of his lifesaver. So be it. Forget it. There is nothing to regret, at least she dominated him for 2 years. These 2 years are enough for her to look back on. Finally, Adrian dropped a sentence, "Tomorrow is the surgery, also do not have to deliberately pretend, I go to sleep in the study." Then he took his pillow and left. After a few moments of silence, Eva placed the marriage certificate in front of the bedside table, took a change of clothes and went into the bathroom. The next day, Eva woke up to the sound of her phone alarm, opened her eyes and turned it off, then sat up with her head in pain. She had been up almost all night last night. She was thinking about her grandmother, the divorce, and the baby. She didn't know what time she fell asleep, but what she dreamed was also linked to these associations. After sitting for a while, Eva got up and went to the bathroom to wash her face. Once in the bathroom, Eva was shocked by her own face in the mirror. Her face was pale with two huge black circles under her eyes were full of red blood, and her hair was in disarray. The whole person looked like a disgruntled woman who had a very bad life. Eva. 35. Such a self is not what Eva wants to see. She quickly washed her face, combed the messy hair, and then put on a mask for herself, ready to put on makeup later. In such a state, she was afraid that even if she dared to go out, she might scare Granny Blackwood. She didn't leave it on for too long, it took off after about 10 minutes, then brushed her teeth and washed up, then simply put on a makeup and took a casual outfit. After she was done, she stood in front of the mirror again and found that she could look better, only the red bloodshot eyes looked more frightening. But there is no way, the red blood she cannot solve for the time being, think about it, finally Eva can only find a rimmed glasses to wear, as an accessory. The phone vibrated, Eva took it out and looked at it, and found that it was a message from Adrian. "Wake up and come downstairs, the garage is waiting for you." 8 cold words, not feeling any emotion or temperature. Eva replied with the word "hmm," and then got up to get a coat and went downstairs. When she passed by the lobby, the housekeeper greeted her, "Madam, are you going out so early? Don't you want to sleep a little more?" Eva smiled faintly at him, "I've had enough sleep." "Then, madam, have some breakfast before you go." Seeing that she had no intention of sitting down without her coat, the butler couldn't help but ask one more question. As expected, Eva shook her head, "No, I have something to do." Butler. In fact, he vaguely smelled something wrong with Adrian and Eva, and also knew that Adrian slept in the study last night. When he got up early in the morning, he found that the light in the study was actually on, and when he looked again, it was actually Adrian staying inside. His eyes were blue and black, and his face was ugly, and his voice was hoarse as he asked him, "What are you doing?" The housekeeper was instantly terrified by his appearance and did not dare to speak. After that, Adrian didn't even eat breakfast, and went straight to the garage with a cold face. Watching Eva walk out, the housekeeper sighed softly in his heart, especially helpless. Eva put her coat on as she walked outside. It was still early, it was cold outside, and the temperature in the garage was even colder. And in such a cold temperature, Adrian actually wore a thin shirt, a cigarette in his hand, just like that leaning against the car. When Eva approached, the two images can be said to be a huge difference. Adrian is also sleepless. Adrian looks a little haggard, and Eva has put on makeup. The contrast is particularly obvious. Adrian heard footsteps, raised his head, and sees Eva in this glowing appearance, his eyes darkness and deepened a few points. After a moment of silence, he asked, "Did you sleep well last night?" Once she spoke, Eva realized that his voice was hoarse. She was stunned for a moment, then nodded, "Yes, quite well, and you?" Adrian put out the cigarette in his hand, and his dark eyes stared at her. "Pretty good too." "Oh, that's good. Eva saw the blood in his eyes and the bruises and blackness around them. What a mess, she thought. Fortunately, she had put on makeup and glasses. After that, the two of them fell back into silence. Adrian stood there, not intending to speak or drive, just standing there looking at her somberly. His eyes were so sharp that Eva felt uncomfortable being stared at by him, and finally she could only say stiffly, "Shall we go?" Adrian asked in return, "Are you in a hurry?" "Eva, I'm fine, I'm afraid you're in a hurry." Adrian gave her a look and snickered. "What am I in a hurry for?" Eva said in a light voice, "How do I know what you are in a hurry for?" Her words made Adrian choke, half a day, and then stuck out a sentence. "Do you have the marriage certificate with you? Don't say you forgot it when you get to the Civil Affairs Bureau." Hearing this, Eva could not help but choke him, "I brought it, I took it out in advance last night and prepared it, how could I forget?" After that, she also looked at him, "Didn't you see it last night?" Adrian was speechless. "Eva, who has spoiled you to be so cross?" Eva glanced at him. "My father, of course. He didn't think it was him, did he?" She opened the car door and sat in the car, and then said to Adrian, "Let's go, the Civil Affairs Bureau should be open already, so go to the sanatorium early after the process." As she spoke, Eva had already fastened her seat belt for herself. Adrian was silent for a while and got into the car. "The time is early, so there are not many cars on the road," the car very smoothly all the way to the entrance of the Civil Affairs Bureau. "Today is not a special day, so there are no people specially come to the Civil Affairs Bureau to line up at the entrance, only a few couples. Most of them are running to get married, they are intimately attached together, whispering in each other's ears, rubbing shoulders, and there are Eva and Adrian, who are a world apart from these couples. The two of them look awful, height is particularly eye-catching, plus Adrian is a black face into the Civil Affairs Bureau, people just need to take a look, they know that the two are to divorce." Chapter 55. The Civil Affairs Bureau did not have many people waiting, but they were later, so they still had to wait. Eva didn't sleep well last night and her body felt tired, so she found a place to sit down. Adrian followed and went over, but he still looked pale and did not sit down beside Eva. Eva's mood was still calm as she entered the Civil Affairs Bureau. She looked up at Adrian and asked, "Aren't you going to sit down?" "No need." Adrian's voice was so cold that it didn't have any temperature, and he didn't even look at her. Eva understood. He did not want to talk to her. He was about to get a divorce, and he was about to fly with Vivian, so what was he doing with me? Fortunately, she did not expect the two of them to be friends after the divorce. At first it was fine, the two stayed for a long time, there was a lot of chatter coming from around. This atmosphere is to divorce, right? Divorce? Can't be. These two people have such good looks, can actually also divorce. I can't understand, this kind of face value want to find in each other's same sex again more excellent, estimated difficulty? What's the point of divorce? What a pity. People always have the habit of gossip, especially about the eye-catching things. For example, Adrian and Eva, a man and woman who seem to be extremely compatible in appearance, are highly discussed. Word after word, it reached Eva's ears. She could hear it, and naturally Adrian, who was standing beside her, could also hear it, but he still had the same indifferent look and did not react. "Hey, you guys say they look so young, do they have any children?" Hearing the word about children, Eva's heart stuttered. She was a bit speechless, how could these people associate the topic of children? Such good genes, if you don't have a few children, it would be a pity. Oh. Hearing this, Eva subconsciously stole a glance at Adrian. Sure enough, his face was even worse. After the text message that day, and the hint that she was on vacation time, he didn't ask about it. Eva thought that Vivian's side should have settled the matter with him privately, that's why he didn't ask about it. After all, she had to imply that she was going to get an abortion, so she certainly wouldn't ask explicitly. But Eva concealed the child from him and kept it? This topic can be really. Unfortunately, the group was so gossipy that they didn't care about anyone else, and the discussion got more heated. Must be born, if it is me, certainly more than a few to keep good genes, even if the future divorce, look at the child, they grow up so good looking also happy it will be very essence of accomplishment. I guess I will, otherwise divorced, not what is nothing. And age is a killing knife, as long as the child's face is high, you can confirm the beauty and handsomeness of your youth, right? They started a series of topics on the key word of children. Eva was dizzy from listening, and just when she couldn't listen anymore and was about to get up and leave, Adrian suddenly asked in a deep voice, "Are you hungry?" "Hmm." Eva thought she had heard wrongly and looked up at Adrian with some surprise. Although he still had an indifferent face, his face didn't look as stinky as before. "Do you want to eat something?" Eva subconsciously, "You ask me." Hearing this, impatience clearly appeared in Adrian's eyes and his voice was cold, "Is there anyone else here besides you?" Oh, no, I'm not hungry." Eva shook her head and refused Adrian's offer. After saying that, she lowered her head again, guessing in her mind where Adrian's change was. Obviously before a stinky face, but after hearing the gossip of those people, the face is not so stinky again, and even care about whether he eats or not. "Is it because he thought I had an abortion, so he felt guilty about it? Did you not eat breakfast?" Adrian said again. Eva subconsciously nodded, "But I'm not hungry." Mostly, she didn't have much appetite. "You're not hungry now, and you're not hungry later? After we go to the sanatorium, there won't be time to buy breakfast on the way." Hearing this, Eva understood and she nodded, "Okay, so are we going to get breakfast first? I'll go buy it, you wait here." After saying that, Adrian walked out of the Civil Affairs Bureau. After coming out, he did not rush to buy breakfast, but leaned against the wall, smoking a cigarette in the cold wind outside. The whole person was quite sober. He leaned against the wall and lowered his eyes, his eyelashes covering the emotions in his dark eyes. Obviously, he was so angry that he wanted to choke her neck and ask why this woman was so heartless, but in the end, he was still soft-hearted and actually went to ask her if she wanted to eat breakfast. What the hell is he thinking? Eva did not expect that Adrian only just left. The few people who gossiped earlier came around and sat themselves in front of her, as well as the seat beside her. "Hey, beautiful sister, the one who just went out, is it your husband or boyfriend? Are you here to get married, or to get a divorce? Do you have kids?" "Eva. Don't this group of people think their questions are contradictory? Moreover, is it really good to pry into her personal life and gossip casually in front of her like this?" Eva pursed her slightly pale red lips, but still smiled politely at them, "Sorry, I think these are personal, I refuse to answer." The crowd was stunned, not angry, but just felt a little embarrassed. Although she refused, but people's attitude is modest and courteous, if they get angry at this time, will not it look like they are both gossipy and impolite? "Of course, you do not want to answer, do not answer, you do not blame us, we just see you two elegant faces, so we cannot help but want to gossip." "That's right, it's because you guys are so good looking." Eva smiled politely, "Thank you, you guys are good looking too." "Harm, we are not as good as you, your kind of beauty cannot be grown by anyone, take advantage of it." Before Adrian came back, they had been talking to Eva about some things, although Eva only answered once in a while. But they seemed to have become very close to Eva, and even began to talk about their own path of love. Until, a cold and thin figure appeared at the entrance of the hall. Those women gathered around Eva gossip hurried away and returned to their respective seats. Adrian approached, smelled several different intertwined perfumes, and frowned a little unpleasantly.
What do they want?
He asked while handing her the bag in his hand. Eva hesitated for a moment, then reached out to take it, then smoothly brought, "Nothing, just curious whether we are here to get married or divorced." Chapter 56.
After receiving the bag, Eva realized that Adrian had bought some instant food, and she didn't have much appetite at the moment, so she just opened it and took a look at it, and then put it away.
Adrian stood there, taking in her movements.
"Don't you like it?"
Eva looked back and shook her head. "No, I don't have any appetite for the moment."
Adrian stopped talking after that, and after a few seconds he sat down on her side.
I don't know if he was underdressed or just came in from outside, but Eva only felt that when he sat down, the temperature around her dropped. Eva noticed that he was still wearing only the thin shirt. Her lips moved, she wanted to say something, but finally did not say anything. The two of them sat quietly. Although they were close to each other, they seemed to be far away.
Eva just watched those girls who came to gossip with her, one by one, lined up with their boyfriends, and then came out with the our marriage certificate, walking, either the man was holding the woman, or the woman was holding the man's hand, and both sides were smiling happily.
Looking at it, Eva thought of the way she and Adrian looked when they came to the Civil Affairs Bureau. How beautiful the memories are, how different the reality is. While Eva was dazed, she heard someone calling her and Adrian's names. After she came back to her senses, she stood still, only her mouth subconsciously opened and said, "It's our turn."
Adrian was silent, not knowing what he was thinking. He did not get up either. Until someone inside called out the names of two people again. Only then Eva took a deep breath, stood up and said to Adrian, "Let's go." After saying that, she prioritized stepping away.
"Wait."
Adrian subconsciously shouted to stop her.
Eva's step slightly paused, biting the inside of her lower lip in order to make herself hold back from turning back. The taste of blood permeated the entire mouth. The pain kept Eva awake. She heard herself ask in a shallow voice, "What's wrong?" Her attitude of not even turning her head back made Adrian frown, his thin lips moving slightly, and just as he was about to say something, the phone on his body vibrated. And Eva seemed to hear some voice of relief, "You answer the phone, I'll wait for you." After saying that, she moved forward. As a result, she only took one step, and her wrist was tightly clutched by Adrian.
"Wait for me."
Adrian took out his cell phone while holding her wrist, and frowned when he saw the caller ID, a call from the nursing home. The movement of Eva to break free and move forward stopped instantly and she turned around.
"Is there something on the grandmother's side, you answer it?"
Eva nervously held his hand back, urging. Adrian at this moment also did not have charming thoughts about the two holding hands together, quickly answered the phone. When he answered the phone, Eva's face had an extraordinarily tense expression. I don't know why, after hearing Adrian say the phone is the nursing home, she rose a sense of foreboding. She watched Adrian answer the phone, and then his face became more and more ugly, and his eyebrows knitted together. By the time he hung up, Eva's unease had reached its peak and she gripped his hand hard.
Well.
Adrian stood up, moving with some hidden urgency, something happened to Grandma.
66.
2. A minute later, the two left the Civil Affairs Bureau, while the staff who had been calling names but no one had come over for business before couldn't help but spit out a couple of words, then continued to call the candidates at the back of the line. On the way to the sanatorium, Eva was so anxious that she bit her lower lip, twisting her fingers together, a panic going through her. She was wrong. She shouldn't have come to the court. She should have gone to the nursing home the first time she got up. No, she shouldn't have come back last night, she should have stayed at the nursing home with her grandmother. She knew that her grandmother was going to have an operation today, but she actually left as soon as she was rejected. How could she be so stupid? Eva's heart had infinite self-reproach. She leaned back and closed her eyes. In her memory, there are blurred yet clear images presenting chaotically in her mind. The car was going a bit fast, but it had to obey the traffic rules. The car stopped at a traffic light intersection, and Adrian's thick eyebrows were always wrinkled. After stopping, Adrian vaguely felt Eva's aura strange. He turned his head to see her. Now he found a little red between her lips. Adrian wrinkled his brow and asked, "What's wrong with you?" There was no response. Eva's brow was locked, her face was pale, her eyelashes fluttered gently, and her lips were clenched together, as if she hadn't heard him. Adrian's face changed and he reached out and cupped her chin, trying to break her lips apart. She bit her lips so tightly that faint traces of blood spilled out from her lips between her struggles. "Eva, what are you doing? Quickly open your mouth." Adrian wanted to push harder but was afraid of hurting her, so he could only try to call back with words. But Eva at this moment, was like a person caught in a nightmare, she could not escape. Between lightning and fire, Adrian thought of something. Eva grew up without a mother by her side, although his father doted on her, even spoiled her, and she acted perfectly outwardly, seemingly not caring about anything. But if someone dared to joke with her or mention her mother on purpose, she would turn pale. This shows that she is still extremely concerned about her mother who is not around. Later, she went to the Blackwood family. The Blackwood family grandmother simply treats her as her own granddaughter in love. She reaped the pampering in addition to her father's love, but also feel the difference between men and women. She had a lot of little secrets, and would tell Granny Blackwood. This is what Adrian himself overheard as a child. She was a regular visitor to the Blackwood family as a child, at first came to see him more, and then looked for more Granny Blackwood. Once Adrian came back and heard that Eva was over in the small garden with Granny Blackwood, he looked over. And then heard the little girl complaining to Granny Blackwood about her menstrual condition. She said that she had her period this month, and it was very heavy, and her stomach was a little sore, and she wanted a hug from her grandmother. And also mentioned how she accidentally stained her favorite white dress last time. That dress is her favorite one, but unfortunately the stain cannot be washed away completely. She was very heartbroken and so on. She spoke to Granny Blackwood as if no one else was there. Originally, Adrian wanted to go straight to his teenage friends back then, but he heard her words, and was frozen in place, and then the more listened to, the more red his ears became. When would he finally have the courage to go over? Returning to the matter at hand, Adrian saw Eva in front of him, almost no need to guess to know that her feelings for her grandmother is not ordinary. She should have pinned all her feelings for her mother on her grandmother, the female elder. Adrian calmed down and gently patted Eva's white cheek with his fingertips. "Wake up, Eva, Grandma is fine." Chapter 57. However, no matter how Adrian whispered her name, she didn't hear her, as if she had closed herself off. Adrian looked at her like this, his heart was a little impatient. The red light had changed, but he did not move the car. The vehicle behind him began to honk impatiently. Adrian listened to the incessant honking, suddenly leaned down and picked up Eva's chin and kissed it. As he thought, her teeth closed so tightly that Adrian was unable to invade with much effort. He frowned and put a hand around her waist and gave it a gentle, tentative squeeze. "Eva is ticklish. This squeeze, Eva," although not like the usual alarm to avoid, but the stiff body still obviously had a small reaction. Adrian then took advantage of this small reaction time to smoothly pry open her snow-white shell teeth. The distance-free contact made Adrian smell the heavy smell of blood as well, and before he even had a chance to chastise her for being so unloving, he frowned in pain the next second, followed by a muffled grunt. Hiss. Adrian was in so much pain that he almost pushed the person in his arms away on reflex. In the end, he restrained himself and went to pinch Eva's waist again, this time with a heavier force than the last time. After retreating his mouth, Adrian cupped her chin to prevent another bite and then whispered threateningly. Probably because his tone was too harsh, the person in his arms trembled, and then the grip of her teeth gradually loosened. Just after she regained consciousness, Eva heard the noisy and impatient sound of the siren, accompanied by the driver's curses floating in from the window. What confused her even more was Adrian, who was close at hand, panting slightly. His presence was so dominant that it almost completely overshadowed her, and his bony fingers, still pinched at the top of her pale chin. Finally given up on being awake. Eva blinked twice, her bloodied lips moving. She was just about to say something when Adrian let go of the hand pinching her chin and drove the car out. After the car stabilized on the road, Eva remembered what had just happened. She stole a glance at Adrian and found that there was deep blood on his thin lips, which should have been bitten by her just now. I don't know if she noticed her peeking at him, Adrian's cold thin lips suddenly spat out a sentence. Sober up and put yourself in order, lest you go to the sanatorium later and scare people. After all, it was her own fault in this matter. Eva could not say anything, she took out the makeup mirror from her bag, and she was almost shocked by her own reflection. The corner of her lip and chin was a big mess of blood. If she goes straight to the sanatorium like this, it will indeed drive people crazy. She had to take out the wet tissue in her bag to wipe it off and tidy it up in a hurry, and just as the tissue was pressed against her lip, Eva sucked in a breath of cold air in pain. Hiss, it hurts. She subconsciously cried out in pain, and then closed her mouth in awareness of what was going on. Adrian snickered, "You know it hurts and you just bit it to death? If I didn't stop you, would you have bitten your tongue off?" Eva knew she was in the wrong, so she had to apologize to him. "Sorry, I don't know what happened just now, I suddenly couldn't control myself at all, is your... all right?" She omitted the middle word and asked him directly about the situation. And when she spoke, the movement of her lips around the wound still hurt, so she forced herself to endure the pain. Not wanting Adrian to narrow his eyes, he spoke with dissatisfaction. "My what? Why don't you say it?" 66. Eva pursed her lips, the awkward relationship between the two of them now, how could she say it? "Don't dare to say it." Adrian was a bit aggressive. Eva lowered her eyes, sullen. Adrian was exasperated by her, then said in a cold voice, "Not dead, just almost bitten off by you." Hearing the words, Eva raised her head suddenly. "It's that bad? You look at the wound in your own mouth, no points." 66-99. It seemed like yes. She just looked at it with a small mirror, she herself was bitten so badly, let alone Adrian. She couldn't refute it, she could only lower her eyes and apologize to him once more. "I'm sorry, if there is a next time, you can leave me alone." Hearing that, Adrian's eyebrows knitted fiercely. "What do you mean, next time, Eva, you take pleasure in hurting yourself? This kind of thing will not happen again." How dangerous would it have been if he hadn't been there today? Eva yelled, "I can't even control myself, how do I know it won't happen again?" Adrian glanced at her, and his face was somewhat grave. She was right, no matter how he called her and talked to her just now, she seemed to be deaf, her mind was completely imprisoned, and only her body was still somewhat responsive to the outside world. "It seems that we have to wait until this time. Find time to take her to see a doctor." After making up his mind, Adrian said to her in a deep voice, "Grandma just fainted, the situation is unknown, but her recent health has always been good, even if there are any problems, it may be that the operation cannot be done in the next few days, you do not scare yourself." That incident just now had also calmed Eva down. She was indeed too flustered. When she heard that something happened to her grandmother, she was so scared that she was at a loss for words. Now that she thought about it, Adrian was right, she should be calmer. "Well, I know. Nursing home. The car just stopped, Adrian opened the door and got out, and Eva followed after him.
Wait.
Adrian turned around and frowned at her.
What?
Eva handed him a wet paper towel. Wipe, there is blood around your mouth. Adrian was stunned for a moment, then took it and casually wiped it on his lips a few times. But this way, the blood around his mouth has dried, these few times did not wipe clean, Eva had to point to his lips and said, there is still here, not wiped off. At that, Adrian wiped again.
Eva, not here.
Adrian pursed his thin lips and patiently wiped twice more.
Eva, why do you always wipe the wrong place?
Adrian finally lost his patience, frowned and handed her the wet paper towel in his hand, saying coldly, you wipe for me.
Eva.
If it wasn't for the fact that he was hurt because he was helping himself, this cold, icy tone would really make Eva want to put a wet paper towel on his face. She took the tissue and wiped the blood from Adrian's lips. Because he is tall, Eva tiptoe wipe a little effort, Adrian's dark eyes sunk, not moving to bend down. After discovering this, Eva's eyelashes trembled lightly and she didn't say anything, seriously wiping the blood from his lips, while measuring his thin lips to see if there were any traumas that needed attention. Because of the downward shift of her eyes, Eva did not notice that while she was measuring him, he was also measuring himself. After a long time, Eva heard him suddenly ask, didn't you say, you slept quite well last night?
Chapter 58.
Hearing this, Eva subconsciously raised her eyes to look at him. When she met his dark, deep eyes, Eva felt a sense of weakness, she withdrew her gaze and replied, yes.
Really?
Adrian narrowed his eyes slightly and looked at her eyes hidden under the lenses, then how come you have dark circles under your eyes? After saying that, Adrian looked like he thought of something, no wonder you're suddenly wearing glasses today. Eva took back her hand, with a caring look, said, wipe away the blood, and make sure to buy some ointment for your lip later, let's go to grandma. With that, Eva turned to go forward, Adrian thought for a moment and followed her steps.
You have red blood in your eyes.
It means your eyes are tired. Did you not sleep last night? Two sentences in a row made Eva couldn't help but turn her head back and said patiently, Adrian, that's enough. After saying that, she stomped on her high heels walked forward. After asking the doctor, they learned that their grandmother had fainted because she was nervous, and that all her vital signs were now normal and there were no other problems. Both of them were relieved to hear this. Fortunately, it was just a fainting spell due to nervousness, and nothing else. At the moment, the patient's psychological state is not suitable for surgery now. The doctor stared at her eyebrows and suggested softly, psychology is also a big problem, her physical condition is compatible, but this mental state will cause problems in all aspects. Eva asked nervously, then what should we do?
Doctor, is there a solution?
Well, first, prescribe some medication for her to adjust and regulate, but at the same time, the family should also cooperate with the doctor to do a good job of psychological de-escalation. Psychological guidance, Eva understood, in fact, it is still a matter of mentality. She pursed her red lips, her mood was very heavy look. Adrian next to her took a few steps forward and wrapped his arms around her, his voice calm, got it. We will do a good job of cooperating, if there is nothing else, we will leave first.
Okay, you guys go ahead and visit Granny Blackwood.
Adrian led Eva, who was a bit lost in thought, out of the office and then headed towards Granny Blackwood's room. Her room was guarded by two nurses, and when they saw Adrian and Eva coming, they both got up and greeted them both. The old lady is still awake, nothing is wrong at the moment. Don't worry about it, you too. Eva nodded with a heavy heart, okay, thanks, we'll keep watch here, you two can get back to work. After saying that, Eva sat down beside Granny Blackwood's bed, her movements were very light, and when she sat down, It was like a feather falling to the ground without any sound. The sleeping Granny Blackwood's face is quiet, although she stays in the sanatorium every day, but her temperament is unchanged. Even if she is lying there quietly, you can feel the difference in her body. Eva and Adrian were both standing by quietly. After about half an hour, a cell phone rang in the ward. Eva subconsciously looked at Adrian. Adrian took out the phone and pressed the ringing button to stop it in time. Because both of them were on Granny Blackwood's side of the bed, they were close enough that Eva could clearly see that the caller ID on his phone was Vivian's name. She and Adrian locked eyes for a moment before looking away. "You go out and answer it?" Her voice was soft. Adrian looked at her for a moment in silence, but finally got up and went out to answer the phone. After he went out, Eva's eyes clouded with a touch of gloom. Why would Vivian call him at this time? Is it possible that he had informed them that they were going to get a divorce today? So, was Vivian is calling at this time to ask him if the divorce has been successful? Outside the hospital room, Adrian purposely walked away before picking up the phone. "Adrian." Vivian's voice came from the other end of the phone. Although Adrian was in a bad mood, he tried to adjust his mood to Vivian. "Well, why are you so early?" Vivian said worriedly on the other end of the phone. "Actually, I woke up a long time ago, and I didn't sleep much last night, so I was worried." "Adrian, I know it's not a good time for me to make a request, but I'm worried about Grandma. Can I go over and take a look?" "Don't worry, I definitely won't let Grandma see me. I'll be right outside. I'll leave as soon as she wakes up. I'm definitely not going in." Her incomparably humble appearance made Adrian knit his brows. Obviously, she was his savior. Obviously, she didn't deserve this treatment. Adrian wanted to open his mouth and say yes to her, but in the end he stopped because of his grandmother's condition. "Vivian, Grandma is not yet in the operating room." Hearing that, the other side was stunned for a moment, and then said, "So, huh? Is the surgery delayed? Or?" "Well, the surgery was delayed, and Grandma fainted from the stress." As he spoke, Adrian glanced towards the ward where Granny Blackwood was, and his voice was clear. "The operation has to be postponed for a while." "Ah? Postponed for a while?" Vivian froze as she looked at the wine and steak she had prepared in front of her, and even the scented candles. Originally, she had wanted to say that today Granny Blackwood finished his surgery, he and Eva successfully divorced, and then she could celebrate with him. But it was not expected that in this port, such an accident would happen. "Adrian, well, it's not clear exactly how long to push. Granny is still in a coma. I'll contact you later." After saying that, Adrian hung up the phone and put away the phone towards the direction of the ward. Beep. Vivian listened to the busy tone coming from the phone. The whole person froze in place. A friend came out from the next room and saw that she had put her phone on the desktop, so she leaned over with a smile and flirted. "What's up, Vivian? You called?" Vivian nodded. However, her friend didn't notice her low mood, and she said excitedly, "Wow, congratulations, is Adrian coming over later? Can we stay and celebrate with you?" "That's right, Vivian, your Adrian can finally get rid of that woman. From now on you are the proper president's wife, right?" "Oh, Mrs. President, Mrs. Blackwood, if you're rich, don't forget it. Don't forget to give us a big red packet when the time comes, and I want VIP seats when you hold the wedding. I also want a first class seat. Vivian, when the time comes, throw me the bouquet. I may be married to my boyfriend at the end of the year." "Really? You're getting married too? Congratulations." The group of people are talking to themselves joyfully, not even noticing Vivian's look and eyes, and even getting more and more excited and emotional. And Vivian at this time, as if she could not stand it anymore, raised her head and said, "Can you guys stop talking?" Hearing that, the crowd was a little confused,
not understanding why she suddenly lost her temper.
Vivian did not even ask others what is going on, they're talking about themselves, do not care about what others are feeling, do not you think you are going too far like this?
Chapter 59. Hearing this, Eva subconsciously raised her eyes to look at him. When she met his dark, deep eyes, Eva felt a sense of weakness, she withdrew her gaze and replied, "Yes.
Really?"
Adrian narrowed his eyes slightly and looked at her eyes hidden under the lenses, "Then how come you have dark circles under your eyes?" After saying that, Adrian looked like he thought of something, "No wonder you're suddenly wearing glasses today."
Eva took back her hand, with a caring look, said, "Wipe away the blood, and make sure to buy some ointment for your lip later, let's go, go to grandma."
With that, Eva turned to go forward, Adrian thought for a moment and followed her steps.
"You have red blood in your eyes.
It means your eyes are tired, did you not sleep last night?" Two sentences in a row made Eva couldn't help but turn her head back and said patiently, "Adrian, that's enough." After saying that, she stomped on her high heels, walked forward. After asking the doctor, they learned that their grandmother had fainted because she was nervous, and that all her vital signs were now normal and there were no other problems. Both of them were relieved to hear this. Fortunately, it was just a fainting spell due to nervousness, and nothing else. At the moment, the patient's psychological state is not suitable for surgery now. The doctor stared at her eyebrows and suggested softly, "Psychology is also a big problem, her physical condition is compatible, but this mental state will cause problems in all aspects."
Eva asked nervously, "Then what should we do?
Doctor, is there a solution?"
"Well, first, prescribe some medication for her to adjust and regulate, but at the same time, the family should also cooperate with the doctor to do a good job of psychological de-escalation."
Psychological guidance, Eva understood, in fact, it is still a matter of mentality. She pursed her red lips, her mood was very heavy look. Adrian next to her took a few steps forward and wrapped his arms around her, his voice calm, "Got it, we will do a good job of cooperating, if there is nothing else, we will leave first."
"Okay, you guys go ahead and visit Granny Blackwood."
Adrian led Eva, who was a bit lost in thought, out of the office and then headed towards Granny Blackwood's room. Her room was guarded by two nurses, and when they saw Adrian and Eva coming, they both got up and greeted them both.
"The old lady is still awake, nothing is wrong at the moment, don't worry about it, you too."
Eva nodded with a heavy heart, "Okay, thanks. We'll keep watch here, you two can get back to work." After saying that, Eva sat down beside Granny Blackwood's bed, her movements were very light, and when she sat down, it was like a feather falling to the ground without any sound. The sleeping Granny Blackwood's face is quiet, although she stays in the sanatorium every day, but her temperament is unchanged, even if she is lying there quietly, you can feel the difference in her body. Eva and Adrian were both standing by quietly. After about half an hour, a cell phone rang in the ward. Eva subconsciously looked at Adrian. Adrian took out the phone and pressed the ringing button to stop it in time. Because both of them were on Granny Blackwood's side of the bed, they were close enough that Eva could clearly see that the caller ID on his phone was Vivian's name. She and Adrian locked eyes for a moment before looking away.
"You go out and answer it?"
Her voice was soft. Adrian looked at her for a moment in silence, but finally got up and went out to answer the phone. After he went out, Eva's eyes clouded with a touch of gloom, why would Vivian call him at this time? Is it possible that he had informed them that they were going to get a divorce today? So, was Vivian is calling at this time to ask him if the divorce has been successful? Outside the hospital room, Adrian purposely walked away before picking up the phone.
"Adrian."
Vivian's voice came from the other end of the phone. Although Adrian was in a bad mood, he tried to adjust his mood to Vivian, "Well, why are you so early?" Vivian said worriedly on the other end of the phone, "Actually,
I woke up a long time ago, and I didn't sleep much last night, so I was worried.
Adrian, I know it's not a good time for me to make a request, but I'm worried about Grandma. Can I go over and take a look?
Don't worry, I definitely won't let Grandma see me. I'll be right outside. I'll leave as soon as she wakes up. I'm definitely not going in.
Her incomparably humble appearance made Adrian knit his brows.
Obviously, she was his savior. Obviously, she didn't deserve this treatment. Adrian wanted to open his mouth and say yes to her, but in the end he stopped because of his grandmother's condition.
Vivian, Grandma is not yet in the operating room.
Hearing that, the other side was stunned for a moment, and then said, "So, huh?
Is the surgery delayed?
Or?"
"Well, the surgery was delayed, and Grandma fainted from the stress."
As he spoke, Adrian glanced towards the ward where Granny Blackwood was, and his voice was clear, "The operation has to be postponed for a while."
"Ah? Postponed for a while?"
Vivian froze as she looked at the wine and steak she had prepared in front of her, and even the scented candles. Originally, she had wanted to say that today Granny Blackwood finished his surgery, he and Eva successfully divorced, and then she could celebrate with him. But it was not expected that in this port, such an accident would happen.
"Adrian, well, it's not clear exactly how long to push. Granny is still in a coma. I'll contact you later."
After saying that, Adrian hung up the phone and put away the phone towards the direction of the ward.
Beep.
Vivian listened to the busy tone coming from the phone, the whole person froze in place. A friend came out from the next room and saw that she had put her phone on the desktop, so she leaned over with a smile and flirted.
"What's up, Vivian, you called?"
Vivian nodded. However, her friend didn't notice her low mood, and she said excitedly, "Wow, congratulations, is Adrian coming over later? Can we stay and celebrate with you?"
"That's right, Vivian, your Adrian can finally get rid of that woman. From now on you are the proper president's wife, right?"
"Oh, Mrs. President, Mrs. Blackwood, if you're rich, don't forget it.
Don't forget to give us a big red packet when the time comes, and I want VIP seats when you hold the wedding.
I also want a first class seat.
Vivian, when the time comes, throw me the bouquet. I may be married to my boyfriend at the end of the year."
"Really? You're getting married too?
Congratulations."
The group of people are talking to themselves joyfully, not even noticing Vivian's look and eyes, and even getting more and more excited and emotional. And Vivian at this time, as if she could not stand it anymore, raised her head and said, "Can you guys stop talking?" Hearing that, the crowd was a little confused, not understanding why she suddenly lost her temper.
Vivian did not even ask others what is going on. They're talking about themselves, do not care about what others are feeling. Do not you think you are going too far like this?
Chapter 60. And he takes care of her, probably because of the friendship from childhood to childhood, or maybe because the two families are family friends and he sees her as a sister. So whether there is a marriage or not, he will treat her this way. The funny thing is that she was moved by such a relationship. Eva closed her eyes in self-deprecation and stopped looking at Adrian. Granny Blackwood woke up at 8 p.m. As soon as she woke up, Eva plopped down in front of her bed, eye to eye and nose to nose with her, with a nervous look.
"Grandma, you're awake. How are you feeling? Is there anything uncomfortable? Are you hungry?"
Granny Blackwood looked at her worried round face because she was worried about her, and couldn't help but curl her lips, then gently shook her head. This little girl is really pleasing to her heart. Eva saw her shake her head and did not say anything, so she licked her lips a little nervously and put her hand in front of Granny Blackwood with a gesture.
"Granny, look at me, what is this?"
Granny Blackwood saw the two fingers Eva was holding up. Her lips moved. She had intended to speak, but instead, she decided to tease Eva and changed her words to one.
Hearing the words, Eva's face appeared horrified. Look, Grandma. She was just about to turn around to call the doctor when her wrist was clutched by Adrian on the side. Eva looked at him in dismay. Let go of me, I'll go get the doctor. Adrian stared at her and didn't let go, but said helplessly, why don't you ask again? At the end of the sentence, Granny Blackwood over there laughed softly out loud. Okay little girl, Granny is teasing you, Granny is fine. Eva looked at Granny Blackwood and realized that she had a smile on her lips. So just now she had deliberately said two as one to tease herself? Not only was she fine, but she was in the mood to tease her. After thinking through, Eva was finally relieved. Grandma, you're scaring me to death like that. She said, while leaning over to hug Granny Blackwood. Eva then fed Granny Blackwood some porridge. Granny Blackwood ate very slowly, taking a long time to take a bite. After eating only half a bowl, she was reluctant to eat because she had just woken up, and because the elderly have weak digestion, so Eva did not force her, but said, I will feed you later when you are hungry. Granny Blackwood didn't say anything else and just sat quietly. She was very quiet, but Eva was quite busy, she was more delicate and thoughtful, and after Granny Blackwood had eaten, she went to the bathroom to get a hot towel to wipe her face and hands. When all this was done, Granny Blackwood said to the two of them, you go back. Eva's hands moved, and Adrian frowned. Grandma, what are you talking about? The expression on Granny Blackwood's face was light, and her tone was calm. I am old, you do not waste time for me, young people's sleep is very important, go back to rest, there are nurses here with you. This is said, even Adrian also heard the end. Grandma, what do you mean don't waste time for you? How can we waste time when we are with you in the hospital? Eva glanced at Adrian and clearly sensed that the atmosphere was not right. She placed the things in her hand on the side, then walked to Granny Blackwood and said softly, Grandma, we are accompanying you, besides being an obligation, or we are doing it willingly ourselves, how can it be a waste of time? Granny Blackwood slapped her hand, not meaning to snap at her, but looked at Adrian. Go back, take Eva back to rest. There's just an escort here with you. She had just woken up, and as a result, she resisted their company like this, so Eva couldn't figure it out. After Adrian heard her words, he didn't move, but sat there with pursed lips, his handsome face had a gloomy expression. Adrian, are you not listening to your grandmother? Adrian knitted his brows. Eva hurriedly stopped in front of him and said softly, Grandma, do you have any concerns, do you want to talk to us about it? After fainting, she said such words, making Eva more worried. There is no concern, I just feel that I am not as old as I used to be, and I don't want to trouble you young people to always run around for me. Granny Blackwood sighed and treated Eva with an extremely soft attitude, Eva, actually, for Granny, it's not very important to move or not to operate. Hearing the words, Eva's face changed fiercely. How can it be unimportant? Grandma, where is not important? Your physical condition is recovering well, and the doctor also said that the operation will be successful, are you afraid? Then I will stay with you from today until the phone is finished, okay? Once she heard that the surgery wasn't considered important, Eva panicked, grabbed Granny Blackwood's hand, and squatted down in front of her. As if the person doing the surgery was herself. Looking at such Eva, Granny Blackwood's heart grew intolerant. If she were not older, Granny Blackwood would have suspected that she would consider herself as her mother. Grandma, okay. Seeing that she didn't answer, Eva then tilted her small face and gazed at her with a smile, I'll stay with you at the sanatorium, or if you don't like the sanatorium, then we can go somewhere else, the doctor said, as long as you're not nervous, you can do the surgery anytime. The middle phrase finally hit Granny Blackwood's point. She pursed her lips, did not refuse, nor did she agree.
Eva looked at her like this, so she guessed that what she said just now might have poked her in the heart. So she thought back carefully, combined with the current situation, and then carefully tests, "Why don't Adrian and I take you home to live?" Adrian, who was listening, also looked at Granny Blackwood. Granny Blackwood still didn't, just looked at Eva, and then shook her head under her gaze. "Eva, Granny. Did she mean wrong?" She thought Granny wanted to go back to live. She felt as if Granny was a bit repulsed by the place, probably because she had lived here too long. Granny Blackwood said faintly, "No, if you go back home, it will affect you when the time comes. The home is not like in the nursing home, someone to watch over." After saying that, Granny Blackwood waved her hand. "It's late today, you guys hurry back, let the caregiver come in to keep me company, Granny is a little tired and needs to rest." Seeing this, Eva wanted to say something else, but Adrian held her arm and helped her up from the floor. "Good, then Grandma will rest tonight, and we will come back tomorrow." Hearing that, Eva looked at Adrian incredulously and tried to push him away, but received a look from Adrian, whose arm was strong and powerful, and quickly took her away from the ward.